Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Larry Bluestein, Danny G, taking you right until the top of the hour at 10 o'clock. Thanks so much for Baylen Trujillo for joining us and talking a little bit of quarterbacks. Now we kind of slide back into high school football. One of the newest hires just happened this week. Somebody who's very familiar with the area, good guy. Coach Keith Hinesley is now the new head coach at Parkland Douglas High School, and he's kind enough to join us. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time.
Well, thank you for having me, Larry. I appreciate it.
Opportunity. And I know that you love coaching. You love being around the kids. You love teaching. It's been pretty much your career. Talk about what was the itch to get back in and then be a head coach again.
I think it was a community base in Parkland, which I enjoy. The consistency of the program and the consistency of the kids is really what put me really interested in getting back on the map. And, the past head coach has done such a great job of keeping it together and really rolling forward with that program. And I'm really excited to get the ball rolling and get my staff put together and get ready to, identify our identity and get the ball going.
You know, you and I talked the other day, especially coming from a private school where you don't really have a defined youth football program feeder, coming to someplace like Douglas that does. Talk about that, because I think that people don't understand how important it is for you and your coaching staff to go, you know, right down the block and see, you know, your youth football team play, all the youth teams, meet the coaches, meet the parents. How valuable is that going to be in the process?
That's a big part of it, you know, especially with your assistant coaches getting their face out there and having one with the Parkland Rangers right in our backyard really helps, you know, and being able to work with those coaches and prepare those kids, you know, to get ready to play for us at the JV and then a varsity level. It reminds me a lot of, you know, the private school at American Heritage when we had a middle school program, very similar where those middle school coaches and those players were ready and knew what we expect, you know, we were expecting of them, and it's a great way to get those kids involved in our program outside of football and things to do with volunteer work and different things like that with our older kids.
You've always been one of those guys that are, you know, immerses yourself in your job. I remember watching you over at Heritage, and you spent a lot of time developing the kids. I know you're just ecstatic to do that again because what you are about, and I think that every coach should be about especially at this level, is teaching. Tell me about that, because I know you love the game. I know that you learned the game over the years. How important is it to you to begin that teaching process?
I think teaching the kids, you know, the game of football brings them to the life, you know, and having them have an opportunity to become grown men and get out there when they graduate high school and be successful in college and go off and get a job. You know, I've coached kids that were, you know, that are leads of the WCW, Roman Reigns, and had guys that have been in Pro Bowls and, you know, with Devin Singletary with the Buffalo Bills, guys that have had careers that way. But I've coached kids that are lawyers and doctors and businessmen. So that's the main thing, is trying to get those kids set up for life and success by teaching them the skills of hard work and kind of breaking them down a little bit and building them back up and breaking them down and, you know, getting them ready for, you know, real life, you know, things that they're going to have to deal with.
Yeah, you mentioned Devin Singletary. Here's a guy that obviously you knew he was special. I mean, outstanding back, a guy, a good student, a kid always got it done. Talk about that, because I think that he's such a blueprint for your teams to always kind of follow. Look at what this is, the success. He stayed local to go to college, but now enjoying a tremendous NFL career.
Yeah, I think the one thing about Devin was he was very, very humble. You know, he led by example on and off the field and, came to work and just really worked hard. And, you know, I got to work with him as an O-line coach for 3 years where I really learned about what type of running back he was and it just carried on with his life. And you knew what he was going to do and be successful in the NFL. And then, what, you know, beyond the NFL, he's going to be successful because he understands what life is really all about and how to be humble and, you know, deal with life, you know, the things that come at you.
Yeah, no doubt. Before we let you go, talk about what's ahead over the next couple of months. I know you'll get your linemen together and get some of the camps involved, maybe play a little bit of 7-on-7 condition. Normal summer stuff that, you know, when you first started, you didn't have to do all that. Now you do. There's so much pressure to play these events. I know you're looking forward to this. And you know, just watching you over the years, you love the challenges. And as you said, you know, Clinton Short did a really, really good job, and Coach May before him. Talk about that, you know, what you expect over the next, you know, 4, 5, 6 weeks leading up to spring.
I think the key is going to be, you know, definitely put together a pretty powerful staff for these kids and, you know, getting to learn the kids too also. You know, getting over there and, you know, being a part of their lives and getting them ready to work. You know, they're working hard in the weight room right now. I see that. You know, Coach Z, who's been over there, has done a great job keeping them together and getting them going in the weight room. And just, you know, go with what the program's going to be. Start the process, start the off-season deal here, and get the weights pounded and get ready for spring football and see what we have. You know, evaluate
good
the kids.
Good stuff. Coach, I can't thank you enough for joining us. Congratulations. I welcome you back.
Thank you.
I can't wait to see you and come out during spring and check the guys out.
I appreciate it, sir. Thank you for having me on the show.
Anytime. Coach Keith Hinesley, new head coach at Parkland Douglas. Certainly somebody who you can expect big things. Really, really good coach. As he said, the foundation that Quentin Short and also Coach Willis May left at Douglas before kind of set the tone as well.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.